Almighty Heavenly Father, great God of Abraham, Isaac, and the great God of Jacob, we come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day now. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind while I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to know the Lord and to know Him for yourself. Thank God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is still in the blessing business, and He's still blessing. He's still in the blessing business. Hallelujah. 120. Second message. The God who needs nothing. He don't need nothing from me and you and nobody else. He's in a class all by himself. And he doesn't need nobody. The scripture today is St. John, if you will, 8:31-32. John 8:31-32. The very first. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. Everybody said truth. And the truth shall make you free. But you got to know it. Meaning I got my trust in your truth. And because I got my trust in your truth, I know what you can do. My trust. And that would make you know that you are free. Because I believe what the Bible says. Because I know the truth. And it will make you free. Something about the truth. Something about the truth that we will never fully understand. Fully understand something about the truth. Bless His holy name. In these last and evil days, we're still talking about these days. And we are there. And in these last and evil days, the church of Christ take God's word too lightly. God's word, we take it too lightly. We take it too lightly. What God look like lying? He cannot lie. What He have to lie for? When everything in His hand, He the one start everything. He the one got everything going, and He gonna end up with everything. What tell me what He got to lie about? His word. Something about his word. And when you know the word and know it in your heart, he'll set you free. Something about the word of God. In the last days, we don't want his word. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, do you want to know how to be defeated by Satan? I said, do you want to know how to be defeated by Satan? It's real simple. Just fail to obey God's word. Just fail. That's all I do. When you don't obey God's word, you are already what? Defeated. Already. When you don't obey, it's just that simple. It's something about the word of God that the devil can't do nothing with. It's just that simple. If you want to be beat it, just disobey God's word. God's word is truth. Everybody said truth. It's something about truth the devil can't do nothing with. It's something about truth, not only the devil, we can't do nothing with it. Because Jesus is what? Truth. God, know the truth, and the truth will what? Make you free. And my brothers and sisters, notice God made man and put him in a garden of Eden. With the devil. Everybody say with the devil. Put him in the garden with the devil. The God did not leave man there without a weapon. You got to get what I'm saying here now. He put man in the garden with man enemy. Put him in the garden with the devil. But he wasn't there without a weapon. Oh boy.
I hear you, Pastor. I hear you.
Satan hate God. Satan hate man. It would have been a poor God to put us on this earth with a devil and didn't get nothing to defeat the devil with. Y'all ever thought about that? It'll be a poor God that put us in a garden with a devil. Everybody said devil. And didn't give us nothing to fight him with.
That's right. That's
right. No weapon. It'll be a poor devil. But God is not like that. Ain't you glad? God Almighty. And my brother and sister, what I love about the word of God, it's a weapon that the devil is no match with. He's no match with the word of God. And God made man in his image and likeness. What is God's image? What is God's likeness? It refers to the righteousness and the holiness of God. And Paul, read that from record. Ephesians 4:23-24. The image, the likeness. What is the image and likeness of God? God of mine. Read it, Paul.
And be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man.
The new man.
Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Put on the what? The new man. See, you're getting rid of what? The old man. Just like I put on another robe, I take this one off. Now he gave me another robe. It's the new man. I've got to get rid of that old fella because he'll do anything. But since God done put a new man in me now, I don't do what I used to do. And what it is, Reverend Walker, righteousness and what? Holiness. The holiness of God and the righteousness of God. To make it simple, I used to steal, but I don't steal no more. Why? Because the new man in me. God Almighty. I don't do what I used to do. I don't cuss like I used to. I don't drink like I used to. Because what? A new man in me now.
The Holy Spirit in me now. Jesus in me now. I don't do what I used to do. I may act a little strange because they in me. But I want to do good. I want to do bad. Something stop me. Something in me now. It's a new man. And that new man, if he got to break your leg sometime.
All right.
To keep you from getting drunk.
Yeah.
Can I just use drunk, y'all? It can be anything that's doing wrong, but anything. But if I got to break your leg, you gonna do what I said, boy.
Yeah.
Cause the new man in me.
Yeah.
New man. And the new man is righteousness and the right and holiness. Righteous and holiness. God is righteous and he what? Holy. Is in us now. In other words, we don't do like we used to do. Look at your neighbor. I don't do what I used to do. A new man. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
This preacher's so happy he shouted.
Yes.
See, because, and all of us on the inside ought to shout some kind of way because we probably been dead, but by his grace, he don't change my inside. He didn't do nothing to my outside, but he does something to my inside. I'm still skin and tall, but my inside all right. And that creation of God is righteousness. God and holy. He is a holy God. And he shares that holiness with us. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. What an awesome God that we serve. Bless his holy name. Righteousness and holiness. And my brother and sister, listen as God talked to Adam and then to Eve. I'm trying to show y'all something. If I will, I'm trying to show you a weapon. I'm trying to show you a weapon that you may not can see it in a sense. It's a spiritual weapon that God put man with a devil. Created man and put him with a devil. And then gave him a weapon. He wouldn't put us there if we didn't have what? The weapon. We got to learn how to use what? The weapon. We got to know what the weapon is all about. We got to know what the weapon can be. We got to know the weapon, who the weapon is. When you find out who the weapon is, you can be with any devil. And then tell the devil, set yourself down in the mighty name of Jesus. But you got to know the weapon for yourself. We got a loving God.
Preach it, Reverend.
Don't get me happy right here. Got a 38 in your back pocket. And he'll come around at you. You run, get the 38 out. Everybody said truth. Truth. Devil can't do nothing with what? Truth. Know the truth. Know the truth, and the truth will what? Make you free. Holiness of God. The righteousness. And hear God. Listen at God. How he talked to Adam and Eve. And put him in a garden with a great big old devil.
But you got to watch God. Then put him there without a weapon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That would make me happy. That would make me happy, see. That would have been a poor God.
Yes, sir.
To put who he created in a God with a devil.
Yes.
I thought about that thing. God said he had it there, but he didn't know how to use it.
All right. All right. Hey.
They had the best weapon that they can ever have in their hand, but they didn't know how to use it. Why talk the Bible around and don't know how to use the Bible? That's when you got to study the Word of God. The devil can't do nothing with the Word of God. If God said it, that's the Word of God, and the devil got to recognize it. They had truth right there.
Right there.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
They had truth.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, the devil got to move on what?
That's right.
Because the devil is a what? Don't say it now. Y'all don't know it now.
Yes, sir.
The devil weapon is lie.
Yes,
the God weapon is what? Truth.
Yes.
And the devil got to move on what? Truth.
Yes.
And I thought about that thing. God said, I gave him a weapon. I put him in the garden with a devil. That wouldn't be me to put my children in the garden with a big devil and didn't give them nothing to fight with. They had the truth.
That's
it, Evan.
Look at Genesis 2 for me. 15 through 17, Paul.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
Put him there. I've done that. Oh, no, no, sometimes. Do y'all get a habit of thinking about God sometimes?
Yes,
I'm going to get to think about who he is.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God Almighty, I put him in the garden of Eden to fix it up, to keep it looking good, to keep it, and didn't tell him about no devil. God Almighty, didn't say nothing about
it.
But that's where you got to learn. You got to study the Word of God. I give you a weapon to fight anything. This weapon, the Word of God can handle anything. I don't care what you think, the Word of God can handle it, but you got to know how what to use it. And some folks don't even know they got it. Sometimes when the devil asks you, get your finger sometime and put it in his face and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Watch this now. God talking to him now. Put him in a great big old beautiful garden. I mean beautiful. And had junk in there. Devil is junk. That's all devil is. He ain't nothing but trash and junk. But Adam didn't know that. God Almighty. The devil can dress himself up so boy, you don't even you think he's a flower. But this guy ain't nothing but trash. God Almighty. You've got to recognize not how he look.
Come on.
You don't recognize a child of God how he what?
Look.
You don't recognize how he dressed sometimes, but what he's saying.
That's right.
And when it go against what God done said, I know it's not God.
Right.
He may be looking good and advertising, but if the right word don't come out, I know he what he is, a devil dressed up in beautiful clothes.
Yes, sir.
Freely eat.
Yes.
God told you, you can eat what you want right now. Freely. Oh, that's great. And all the other stuff. Read on, Paul.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
yeah,
thou shalt not eat of it.
Yeah.
For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Not maybe, but you're going to die. See, all them trees, watch this now, all them fruit trees, I imagine all kind of fruit trees, God just put out one. Don't you bother with this one. Adam didn't ask him why, but God told him why. The day you eat off this particular tree right here, that's the day you gonna die. D-A-Y, die, that day. You gonna die, that day.
That day. Yes, sir. That day.
You got to watch the devil. You got to see what God said and then watch how the devil bring it. Some kind of devil kind of mess it up. But if you're going against what God done said, I don't see who I'm talking to, but he's talking to me. And that's how the devil get in folks' mind. The devil make you think you said it, but he said it through you. If you're going against what God done said, it's the devil talking to you.
Yes,
I don't care how I look. I don't care how you feel about it. If you're going against what God done said, it's the devil. That's what we got to understand. If God said it was sin, it's sin. If God said wrong, it's wrong. I don't talk about what nobody else said, but what God done said. The devil would dress it up to make it look like it's right. Make it look like it's all right. But if God said it was wrong, it's what? Sin. Preach Walker, yes sir. Don't, it's just simple, Jesse. Don't eat off this tree.
It's simple.
Don't eat off this one. Don't eat off this one. Oh, yeah. You got all, that's a tree right there. Eat off that one. That one. That one. So many back.
That's right.
But just don't bother this one right here. And he told him why. He told him what's going to happen to him.
Right.
He said, now the day you eat off it, you're going to die.
That's right.
Oh, you got to watch. I'm trying to set this thing up. I want y'all to watch the devil.
Yeah. All right.
That's our problem. The devil is man's problem. You got to watch the devil. Ain't no problem the devil dressing himself up and look pretty. He dresses himself up all kind of ways. He go different colors when you want different colors. But you got to watch what he said. If it go against this man here, it's the devil.
All right. All right.
Freely eat. Read on, Paul.
That's it, Chris.
That's it right there. That's good enough then. That's his holy name. Now watch this now. Watch the devil. You got to watch how he come at you. He come all kinds of way. All kinds. Now, well, we know God gave Adam a wife. God gave him a wife. Adam didn't ask for one, but God gave. Now watch how our spiritual enemy, Satan, come with his lie. God already told him the truth now. Now watch the lie. That's what's wrong with us today. You got the Bible. We hand everything going against the Bible, we still stretching our head. Don't stretch your head. If God said don't, you don't. If God said yes, yes. If God said go, go. If the devil said no, don't you go. Don't, if the devil said, you know the devil talking to you. If God said go, go. If something said no, that's the devil. Because in my Bible told me to go. But I heard a voice say no. That's the devil talking to me. God can't go against his own word. That's how you got to recognize the devil. Because it sounds good and the devil make it look all right. Blah, blah, blah. And then somebody come tell you it's all right. But God says what? Wrong. I'm going to do what the Bible says because God wrote the Bible here. through his power of men's. God Almighty. You got to stretch your head. All this mess going on in the world, we stretching our head. When God called it S-I-N, sometimes he called it abomination, and you, well, nothing, just sin. If God called it sin, you can't make it holy. And you got to stand before God. Don't you take God lightly. I said, you got to stand before God. I don't know what happened to us, but the Bible just said it's going to be like this anyway. How folk going to go against the word of God, and they're doing it right now. Even folks in church are doing it. If God called a sin, how can you unsin it? Got to watch the devil. He's slick. Talking about slick, he's slick. Watch your wife now. Thank you, baby. Bless you, baby. I don't know who you are, but now watch. Look at Genesis now. Genesis 3. Look at Genesis 3. You got it about 1 through 13.
Now,
watch this now.
The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said,
listen at it,
ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
That's how he get at us. Asking us a question.
Yes, sir.
And God already done put a comma behind it. He just said, no, well, then look it up.
That's right.
Just do what I said, do. But the devil come with his question. Trying to get you messed up. Trying to get you to question, to have doubts in God's word. And that's how he get us in this world today. The devil come in our mind. That devil still talking to us in our what? Mind. That's not us talking when we go against God's word. That's the devil asking the same question. Did God really mean that? You think it's you, but the devil.
Listen here.
Devil. Is this all right? I know you get hot, get all you want. Jump up there,
boy.
Watch this now. Watch this. Watch up. Watch up, red wine.
Yes, sir.
Watch up. I don't see nothing wrong with shacking up. But the Bible says wrong.
All right.
See, it's up to you now, see.
Yes, sir.
How the devil come at you. He come up with all kind of myth. All kind of myth. Shacking up is living in sin. That's a continuation thing.
Amen.
You keep on, you go to bed in sin, you wake up in sin, you go to work in sin, you drive your car in sin, because it's a continual thing, shacking up. God ain't got no shack up, he got a marry up. That's where God got it fixed. I don't know how folks, see, I know the devil talking to me now, because God told me it's not good for a man to be alone. That's number one. Because he's going to mess with something. Ain't that right, y'all? See, yes, he's going to mess with something because I denied him to live like that.
Go ahead, preach it, Reverend.
Ain't no mistakes in him, buddy. You can talk all you want. Get that talking the Bible down, going and coming. Going and coming. Lord, help me. I'm about to get happy. I know what the word has done for me. It's something about the word of God. You just can't keep on listening at it and don't make a move toward God. It's something strange about the word of God. It draw you or drive you. And boy, when you get it down in your spirit,
Jesus.
You know when the devil talking to you.
Yeah.
I said, when you study the word of God, you know when the devil talking to you. Sometimes I tell you, you're just a lie, bro. You've got to talk to him. He's talking to you. You talk back to him. And when God back you up, you going to always stand for Jesus.
That's what hallelujah.
You hear the gospel? Come on, church folk now. You hear the gospel? Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. That's what you say. Now watch the devil. Come on, read them.
And
the
woman said unto the serpent,
watch,
we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
Yeah.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden,
yeah,
God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it.
God Almighty.
Lest ye die.
Watch the devil. Yeah. Any way they crawl you up, yeah, he gonna do it. Now God is saying, I'm not no touch. Amen. That number one. See, they always gonna answer. See, he said a thing about church. But always, that's where we are. Always church for all we add mess in it. And he said nothing. You can touch all you want. You can hug and put them in your back pocket, put it in your pocketbook. He said nothing about no dying. But if you eat it, eating and touch is different. You can touch food and still die for cause you're hungry. But when you eat it, you eat what you ought not to eat, and it poisons your inside.
Yes.
That's what it is. The devil, he come to you. Do the devil talk to y'all sometimes?
Yes.
Don't say, yeah, he talk to me all the time.
Everybody.
Talk to everybody else. See, you got to know when he's talking to you. That means we got the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sure, he touched it. What? Lest we, he die. We don't watch this now.
And the serpent said,
listen at that devil,
unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
Well, what Jesus said.
Take your time. Take your time.
That's plain today.
Take your time.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, folks, said, you're going to die.
That's what he said.
If you eat it.
Yes, sir.
Now, look at him, what he's saying.
Yes,
you shall not surely. You know, he ain't going to surely die. No. You shall not surely die. Now, let me say something. Please, let me say something. You know. You shall not surely die. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That's right,
man. Got to watch the devil.
That's right.
Any way he can convince you to do wrong, he gonna do it.
Yes.
That's when you got the word of God on your side.
Yes, sir.
We don't have no excuse. We're doing it because we want to do it. We listen at the wrong voices.
Yes.
This is the voice for Christian who want to do right.
Thank you.
Ain't no different devil. That was the same devil messing with us right now.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Shall not surely die. Get the cool. Sometimes you talk to folks. Isn't that right, y'all?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you talk to some of your friends or folks, you know, they'll talk to you and say, what do you think about? Oh, you know, that's really, you know, get the cool. And that's really not really how it ought to be said. And, if he got to change the words a little bit, he's slick. You can't outsmart the devil without the power of God. That means God gave us a blueprint. That means God gave us a road map. Let you know we're on the wrong road. Just right here. And see, I watched this guy. Don't study the Bible. I'm not boasting now. Don't study the Bible. You watch that devil. That devil will come at you. He'll talk to you. You've got to distinguish by, is it true or false? By the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
He make it sound just as smooth and holy. But I don't care how smooth he bring it. God said, don't.
Amen.
God Almighty. Jesus was blank and said, you gonna what? Surely die. Not you might die, not you might get sick, you gonna what? Die.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Surely.
You don't catch a disease. No, you gonna die. God Almighty. Y'all get my point. I hope y'all get my message.
Yeah.
Watch, see, Jesse, it'd have been a poor God to put man in the God. Without a weapon.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
He had the weapon of truth in him.
That's right.
But he let the devil jive her.
That's right.
And I'm quite sure I'm quite sure Adam told his wife. Uh-huh. Because she said some words what God said don't do. Because I heard some women say, well, he told you, your husband told you.
Heaven.
Heard him. Devil, that devil. And folk love beautiful things. But he dare. Read on, Paul.
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall be as gods.
Yeah.
Knowing good and evil.
Yeah. All right, you will know good and evil. But yet still God does know that in the day that eat thereof, then your eyes shall be what? My understanding in a sense. But come, and ye shall be as God, little G God. And folk want to be like God in a sense, but not to obey God. Folk want power. God Almighty. And God the one that all power. Anybody give me power, I do it. And open my eyes in a sense, but yet still the devil got him. God Almighty. Ain't said about no touch. But if you want, eat. God Almighty. You too, Paul?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul.
And I knew when the woman saw
that
the tree
listen
was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat.
Lord, how much? He ought to ask, why you got this from her? I believe she told me like my wife told me one time. I said, God knows I'm not lying. I won't lie to him. Like, I said, what is that? Just eat it and hush. God knows I'm not lying. She told me, just eat it and hush. That's the E mentality. He said, the whisper in her ear. Just telling me, eat it and hush. If you don't get Jackie going at Jimmy, whatever the case may be, all he wants to do is make God look bad, in a sense. To go against what God done said, and it's still happening right now.
Amen.
The same thing happening right now, this is strategy. Will you surely die? Just like right now, do what you want to do. You ain't going to surely go to hell.
That's right. Yes, sir.
If you make a mistake, God will forgive you.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
But he don't bring that up. But he said, well, see, you ain't going to really go to hell. See, dying means for us, your soul going where? The hell. Your soul. See, if you eat off what the devil got to give you, you're going to live with the devil. If the devil feed you, that's what you eat. So you go stay with the devil. So God come to keep us from going where? The hell. He dealing with spiritual things now. God Almighty. We got to eat some Jesus. God Almighty. And when you eat the word of God, see truth. They didn't know they had a weapon down there. They had truth with them.
All right.
But God let us make our own decision. You use it if you want it, but you got it. If you don't use it, the devil gonna eat you up. When you know the truth, the truth will make you what?
Free
from going to hell or be bound by the devil. Some folks got to do what the devil say. I don't care how bad it is. Because they ain't got no Jesus in them. And when you ain't got no Jesus, the devil controls you. I said the devil control you.
Amen.
When you ain't got no Jesus in you, the devil got you in his hand.
Yeah.
Kill that man.
Yeah.
Well, right. My mama told me don't kill for kill that man.
Yeah.
Right.
You ain't got no Jesus. And you ain't got no power with the devil by yourself.
Yes.
Steal that car. Oh, I'm stealing. Steal that car.
Yeah.
You got to do it because you ain't got no power. But when you got Jesus,
well,
you got some what? You can tell that scoundrel, get behind me. You low down scoundrel, in the name of Jesus. Call his name, he got the scat. When you call the name Jesus, he can't take it. Number one name disturbed the devil. Out of all the names in the world, number one name disturbed the devil, and that's the name Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus is truth. He got to recognize what? The truth.
That's right.
They had the truth down there, but they didn't recognize it.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And God, see, God didn't put them in the garden and didn't have no weapon.
No, sir.
They had truth.
Yes,
know the truth.
Yes, sir.
And the truth is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
God Almighty. And when you got him,
amen.
You can walk on water.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Peter walked on the water till he got shaken.
Yes.
Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. Bid me to come out there.
Yes.
He said, come. Jesus just walking on water. Just some boy.
Yes,
I get a habit thinking about Jesus walking on water.
Yes,
old Peter got excited. He wanted to do it too.
Yes.
Come on. Come on. I know you're shaking because boy, you know, stepped on the water. He started walking a little piece. That devil said, man, you know what you're doing? Old devil said, you know what you're doing, old crazy man? You gonna sink and get drowned. And that's when he went down.
That's right.
Down, man. He lost faith in God. His word, Jesus said what? Calm.
Oh.
That's the word of God.
That word.
He could have walked on that water, but he walked a little piece and the devil messed with him. Just like right now.
Yeah.
You give your life to Christ, here come the devil.
Yes.
Coming up with everything.
Right.
Well, he didn't buy you on something, but now you gave your life to you. You my enemy now, shut up.
Yes.
Trying to make God look bad.
Yes,
he messed with his children trying to make God look bad. Peter could have kept on walking, but he lost faith in the word of God. God Almighty. Jesus is something, y'all.
Yes,
he owns the water.
Yes.
The devil doesn't own no water. Jesus owns the water. Everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to Jesus.
Yes,
God put everything in his hand.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. He God.
Yes.
And besides him, that throw the devil back. See, in other words, the devil don't tell me what I'm over the devil.
Yeah.
Beside me, there is what? No God. I'm the only true God. There's a false God. He leads folks astray. The way the world going on, who you think in charge of these ungodly things? The devil.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But Jesus gave us a way out.
Yeah.
It's in his name.
Yeah.
We stick with Jesus. That's his holy name. Read on, Paul.
And
watch this.
The eyes of them both were open.
Open.
And they knew that they were naked.
Naked.
And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
The eyes come open. We're naked. See, we ain't got no clothes on. And they got fig leaves. Making themselves little clothes, apron, you know, little apron right now. Clothes. And, yeah, I'm going to cover up my nakedness. Oh, my. But since the world now,
yes,
look how bad it is.
Yeah.
They don't got naked.
Yeah.
Who walk downtown not naked?
Yeah.
They ain't shame of nothing.
No.
Folks ain't shame of nothing. TV just naked. downtown, in town, just naked. Yeah. They don't care. They ain't got to hide nothing no more.
Right.
You ain't got no Jesus, and you may be naked in, just naked. Don't care what they put on.
All right.
Yeah, these the time we are living in.
Yeah.
One thing about Adam and Eve, they did have some decency by themselves.
Right.
But these folks ain't got no decency, nothing by themselves now. Walk the street naked. Come to church naked. Sometimes I wonder, you are doing any good. You had a word of God and still come next Sunday naked. You got to hear what the Bible got to say. Let's stop listening to the devil. The devil talks to us day and night. But you got the Bible to direct us. Read on, Paul.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Yeah.
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
Here come God.
Yeah.
God, see, God, he's in the, he said it cool, then he said it cool. Then that thing said cool. Well, God had it cool off.
That's right. That's right.
God was hot. Can I say it, y'all? If God don't care, y'all let me leave me alone. Then, you know, because cool. God had to cool off. Cause boy, I can see God ready. Knock, cut him up. Pop, 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 pop. Let that devil fool him like that. God said, "Let me cool myself off." Cause I come through there and kill them and the devil and everything else. He made me angry. Listen at that devil. When you've been born again and we let the devil use us, God get angry with us.
Amen.
Sometimes he let something happen to some of us sometimes. Because we keep on doing the thing. I love my own. I'm gonna keep him in line some kind of way. But he cool off. Can I say this? I'm gonna wait till evening time. So if I go in there now, I'm gonna cut him up. And not only cut him, I'm going to cut the devil up myself, but I got a plan.
Yes, sir.
I got a plan. I cooled off a little bit. And they heard the boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he got about 10 more minutes, and they heard the boy. And, oh, he, how come God?
Yeah.
How come, get behind Adam.
Yes, sir.
How come God? Adam was that tripping. When God woke in, y'all better listen to me. I said, when God woke in, can't you hear him come walking on the water, walking in the garden, walking. The lion got cried, and snake got out the way, and killers got out the way, and cause God was walking in the garden.
Yes, sir. God
was. Just bumping in the garden.
Yes, sir.
Adam and Eve kind of hide themselves and get behind the trees. And God, they didn't know he owned the tree. And you can't hide from God. God can move the tree out the way when he gets ready. So ain't nowhere you can hide. When you do wrong, go on to God and tell God, I don't messed up. Have mercy on me. So if you can't hide nowhere you go, you can't hide. So many folks, they go to church and get go stop going to church. They want to hide. Tell me, where can you go? When God got the whole world in his hand, where can you go from my presence?
Nowhere.
God everywhere at the same time. Don't that blow your mind?
Yes, sir.
I say he everywhere at the same time. You tell me, Reverend Walker, this whole universe, yes, this whole universe, it blew our mind. See, God blow your mind. That's when you ought to trust him. He knows what the mosquito doing right now. Can't hide nothing from God. God didn't make nothing he can't control. That'll be a poor God. Because they'll take over. That will happen to the devil. He created an angel like the devil, but the devil made himself the devil.
Yes,
he want to take over the throne of God. And when you want to take over your throne, oh, I'm going to cut you down, buddy.
Yes,
he could have got rid of it, but no, I'm going to let you stay around. Because I got a plan for you.
That's right. Thank
God heard the boy, God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Sometimes y'all cool off, don't you, y'all? Sometimes when you get hot, you know somebody done something to you, you're mad. I'm gonna show her toe. Get my cat. Get my coat. Get in the car. Don't do that. So, I'm gonna get him on my back. Now, sometimes y'all to cool off.
Thank you.
Cool off.
Thank you.
From 9 times out of 10, you'll watch yourself. You'll get shot when you get there.
Right.
If you had a way to cool off,
yeah,
you're in a better condition than that, right there. You know, go there and get in the mess and get shot. Now you got killed yourself.
Cool off. Catalog number 1725. Catalog number 17.
Because God would have got rid of everything. He was hot. Cool off. Angry with what had happened. You're right, boy. Angry. Now, see, he was going away right quick and over. You know, but he took his time. Cool off. Okay, baby. Yeah. Taking his time going in the garden. Walking in the walk.
Preach, brother.
Oh, Adam said, oh, that's God. Don't get behind me. God Almighty. Whole life started shaking. God Almighty. The devil grinning now, boy. God coming in now. God Almighty. Whoop. The earth struck whoop. God of the element got quiet. The ground got quiet. Everything got quiet. God walking in here. Let me say this. Y'all, please let me say this. Just like when there's lightning and thunder and children playing around in the house. Mama said, set yourself down, boy. God is working now. When there's lightning and thunder, you know all folks that set yourself down. God working. And Eve right there shaking right there. Adam said, set yourself down. Here come God. God Almighty. Walking in the garden. Everything's shaking. The lion getting quiet. Elephant getting out the way. The tiger getting out. The snake rolled up and got out the way. Because God is in town. I'm glad he in town. I said, I'm glad that the Lord is in town. And when God come to town, everything ought to get quiet.
Yes, sir.
When he come to town, he in town now.
Right now.
You got to know when he in town. They ain't not like it used to be. But when he come to town, everything get quiet. Is he in town in your life? I say, is he in town in your life? Hey, yeah. One Sunday, he came into my life. He's a good God. He's the Word of God. He's the Word. Y'all love to call his name.
Yes, sir.
Y'all love to call his name. I said, y'all let it
Jesus.
Amen, brother. He coming back again. Oh, no, he coming back again. Just like you said he would. He coming back again. He coming back again. Do you know him? If you don't know him, give your life to Jesus. If you don't know him, give your life. You don't have to be a member of this church. Get yourself saved. God knows you've got to meet. Every soul got to meet Jesus, whether he's saved or not. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil cheat you out your salvation. Don't let the devil cheat you out. Jesus come to die for sinners. For sinners. Hallelujah. We were sinners on our way to hell. But thank God for Jesus. Isn't that right, sister? That's your holy name. That right, baby. Come on, hug me. May God bless you. Hallelujah.
Baptism.